On the show today, we have member business financial services very own Mark Ritter and Erie Federal Credit Union's Brian Wagaman talking about how the two organizations partnered together to fund over $147 million in payment protection program loans to local businesses. Really great story here with tons of great anecdotes as well, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have two fine gentlemen. One of them is Mr. Mark Ritter from Member Business Financial Services. Mark, how you doing down there?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And then up here in the corner over here is Mr. Brian Wagaman from Erie Federal Credit Union. How are you, Mark? I mean, Brian?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mike. Thank you for asking. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Everybody hanging in there for the virus thing and just the whole crisis. It seems like we're kind of in a slow reopening, getting back to semi-normal process. How's that all that going for you guys? Brian?
It's, it's going well. We're lucky here in Erie. We're back in the yellow phase, trying to progress to green. So we've taken a lot of different precautions. Obviously, we want to keep our members safe, our employees safe. But ultimately, yeah, we're in a pretty good position. We're comfortable with the situation that is upon us.
Good. Yes. Good to hear that as well. How about you, Mark? How are you? How are things in your neck of the woods?
I am happy to say I am in the last day of my stay at home order from our governor. and tomorrow we get to move up and have a little freedom and move out a little bit. It's been great because we virtualized the company a few years ago. So from an operational side, we were ready to roll with this.
Okay, good. Right on. Well, I'm glad to hear things are moving forward as slow as they may be. And I think we have to do that, you know, granted what's going on and everything, but it's good to hear that we're finally moving forward with this stuff. So, and speaking of which, we're talking about the payment protection program loans today and how you guys have worked together to really help small businesses in your area. And so you guys have partnered with the credit unions to fund $147 million in payment protection loans. Wow, congratulations. Mm-hmm. Brian, I want to start with you. So how did Member Business Financial Services help your credit union with the payment protection program loans? I'm just cutting to the chase right now.
Yeah, no, really, if it wasn't for MBFS, we would not be in the position we're in. MBFS, it really comes back to the leadership that we had. They were very proactive up front in seeing all of this come along. The PPP program itself, we really didn't have any information on it until the 11th hour, about the day they were ready to launch it, right?
Right.
And really, if it wasn't up to MBFS, again, they were very proactive up front. And what I mean by that is they were looking and seeing how things were evolving, and they were evolving right with it. As things changed, they communicated that to the partners. It was, like I say, it was immeasurable because really, for us to try to keep up on everything that was happening, we have a small group. We have four group in our member business lending area. And without the MBFS behind us and that open communication channel they had, we wouldn't have been able to get to where we were. And we were very successful.
Yeah, I'm just curious to hear, because I've spoken to a lot of credit unions, especially the first round when there were these just immense, I think everyone experienced challenges on the first round. So did you guys experience the same thing? And then on the second round, it seemed like people got there, or the SBA or all the people that created it kind of got their act together and made the changes that really helped it work much, much better. Is that what you guys experienced too?
Oh yeah, we did. And again, you know, I go back to that open communication. As things were happening, MBFS, Mark and his team, they had a communication channel open up. So not only were we talking with MBFS, but we were getting information from other partners at the same time,
okay,
all across the state. So it was excellent because as things were happening, we were evolving with that. So it allowed us to adapt very quickly. MBFS was extremely flexible through this, which really helped out.
Yeah.
But it was a tough go there. It really was a tough go. And I give it to Mark and his team. They were fantastic in making sure they delivered to us.
Very good. Nice segue. Thanks for that, Brian. Mark, I'm going to go to you. Your perspective on how you guys helped out Erie Federal Credit Union in this instance, because it sure sounded like, especially in that first go round, there were many challenges to overcome, but the second round certainly things seemed like they got things smoothed out, right?
Yeah, the first round of the PPP program, one day they could make a great movie about it on how it changed by the hour.
Yeah, yeah.
And evolving up to it, and then when it kicked off, systemically, it couldn't have been a bigger fiasco for people because nobody could get access to systems. The best thing that ever happened was them running out of money because it allowed credit unions to regroup and prepare and get the plans in place and do a little bit more orderly fashion for the second round.
Yeah, let's hit the reset button on that one for sure. But I've never heard that take before. The best thing that could have happened is they ran out of money. All right, let's do this over again. So Mark, again, so what was the difference maker here that with so many, when so many others experienced these tremendous challenges, what was the difference maker? What made it work the second time around?
The second time around, we had all of our systems down. We utilized the Encino platform, and they were a great partner for helping with us communicate with borrowers, credit unions, and even our own internal staff. It was a one system that everybody could look at. We had an online portal, and that really helped the communication and flows and applications. And the second go around, other than the first day, which is really almost the first few hours, the access to systems worked phenomenal.
Oh, really? Okay.
And the other piece that really helped us out was, you know, a lot of people want to bash Washington and the Treasury and the high level folks, but the ground level district staff people at the SBA were really phenomenal.
Oh, good.
In working with us.
That's good.
So that really helped slow the pace. And we had a staff that worked round the clock, and even our credit union partners did as well. It wasn't something we worked side by side with them. They worked just as hard as we did. We had people working on Easter to get these up and get these processed through. And it was really kind of one of these rally the troops moments.
Yeah.
You know, what we talked about internally and with, you know, a lot of times what we do is we take people who have a good income and we get them having more income. But this was really a program that, you know, you were helping small businesses in your community that needed the money, and they needed the money now.
Yep.
And it was a much more of an urgency than I've ever seen in commercial lending.
Well, I mean, and looking, stepping back on it all, I mean, kudos to the SBA and the government and the Treasury to getting something like this done so quickly, even though there were so many glitches in the beginning, but it seemed like they really stepped back and reassessed the situation. Like, all right, let's make this better the second round so we can really make this effective. So, I mean, you got to give them props for doing that type of stuff to get it out. So, I mean, does anything happen that quickly in DC?
No.
So it really was almost a miracle that this type of stuff happened. And getting back to what you were saying, Mark, this is life changing. You guys are changing people's lives literally on the spot. Is that what you heard as well, Brian? I mean, these are life changing funds that are helping people's lives, right?
You're darn right they were. Yeah, we were successful in getting 52 of these loans funded at about $2.4 million. But what that equated to us here in Erie, that was 531 jobs that were saved.
That's awesome.
I mean, that's a lot of individuals. And again, it comes down to the small business. And, you know, you were saying a lot about the SBA and the fact that, yeah, there were glitches up front. But I think, and Mark, I know he can speak to this as well, it doesn't matter any system that you put in, you're always going to run into glitches. Always.
Yeah.
And a lot of those, you have glitches after you've prepared for it for six, maybe 9 months.
Yeah.
This was done pretty much in a couple weeks. I mean, it happened very, very quickly. And again, it's fantastic. I mean, there was a case where our commercial lending manager, she was actually watching the NBC Nightly News. And they made mention that the funds were going to run out that evening. She immediately rounded up the troops. Our team of four came into the office in the evening, started processing loans. And prior to that, they had one of our business members reach out to them and say, hey, I know I'm late to the game on this. I don't know. I know they're going to run out of funds. Do you think it's going to happen? That night after they were doing that, they were able to get 12 loans processed. And again, this goes back to MBFS having all the systems and infrastructure built.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were able to call him back the next day and say, guess what? You got your loan.
Mm. And that's phenomenal.
That's good stuff.
Really going above and beyond the call of duty there for sure. And again, you're changing those people's lives for sure.
And MBFS allowed us to do that because again, you know, if it wasn't for Mark and his team up front, they were able to take care of the technical side of things to give us access that we needed. so that we could focus on our members. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we were able to do. And it was a great, great partnership. We were glad to be partners with them, no doubt.
Yeah, and that kind of brings my next question. Why did you guys turn to MBFS? Have you guys worked with them in the past, or is this something new, or why did you guys turn to them to help you out with this task?
Yeah, we turned to them. Again, we've had some work that we've done with a lot of the credit unions that are also partners with the MBFS partnership. So we knew of them. We knew what they were available or what they were capable of doing and what they would provide. It was exactly what we were looking for. And we made a move to them. And I believe it was 2015 we made that move to them. And we've been extremely satisfied with that move. And luckily, we've been able to see MBFS grow over that same time. And that's fantastic. Okay. You know, it goes back to this program alone and all the programs and the services that they provide. It's being able to provide those services back to the very members that rely on you.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been able to do that very successfully.
Fantastic. And Mark, I'm going to turn to you here. What advice do you have for other credit unions out there? I know the initial rush of this is obviously over, but there's still people out there who are applying and getting these funds because there's still money out there for folks out there. What advice do you have for credit unions out there who are still going through this and where do they go from here?
The key is just keep, there's plenty of money. There's still money available, which is the shocker of the year in all of this.
Yeah.
That there's funds available, keep plugging along, and look at this as opportunities for relationships. Yes, people have their existing memberships and they were able to take care of them, but so many of these loans were people who looked out and maybe they had a car loan or their mm-hmm. personal account, mm-hmm. but they never got their business help. And this really has expanded the presence and visibility of credit unions in their community.
Oh, yeah.
So take that as an opportunity and take this as a new relationship. I saw some credit unions turn away from the opportunity because maybe it was too difficult or they weren't an SBA lender and they didn't know. And there was a lot of unknown that first week. But there was good opportunities out there. At the beginning of this, I was as big of a payroll protection program expert as anybody else in the country because nobody knew anything.
Right, right.
So, you know, just look for those opportunities and build it. And now, you know, we're focusing now on building that infrastructure for the forgiveness program because it's almost it's bizarro world where now we're going to have everything in reverse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that leads me to my next question. So what's next? I mean, what's next with the forgiveness process? What are you guys doing? What are both of you guys doing here to, because this is obviously the next step in this process. So what are you guys doing? Mark, I'll stick with you. And then Brian, I'll get to you on the credit union perspective.
Sure. And this is the big unknown as this program worked out, because what the SBA did was they were releasing the rules for each step of the program as they occurred.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't write up the entire program. So much of it is unknown. And I always told people, those are legitimate questions. The answer doesn't exist. And the great news of this is last night, Congress and the Senate passed the House's bill unanimously to increase the flexibility on the forgiveness portion. So as long as somebody stayed in business, there's almost no chance this loan isn't forgiven with the new flexibility and rules that are going in place. Really, from now, when I say it becomes a reverse loan application, that's exactly what's happening. Our partner nCino has built a forgiveness module where people will go in and apply for forgiveness and walk through the questions and documents. And just like they applied for a loan, now they're applying for forgiveness mm-hmm. for a loan, and we'll process that and keep it going. The nice thing with what happened with Congress extending is it really slowed down the time frame. Originally, it was going to be 8 weeks, and everybody's going to be applying for forgiveness in one day, and was going to be that same crush in reverse. This really gets people a chance and businesses a chance to make sure the loan's forgiven, to for us to process it and make sure everything's going in an orderly fashion.
Indeed, and Brian, I want to get the creating perspective on the loan forgiveness. What are you guys seeing from your end?
What Mark said. No, we're really, like Mark said, this is very similar to the application process. We had a portal that was built up front. We were allowed to start having discussions with members about loans that we had no idea how they were going to get them. And now we're in the reverse of that.
Yeah.
We're saying, okay, now that you've gotten a loan, now we've got to see how to get forgiveness. We're having those same discussions. What's interesting, though, is because of the loan application process up front, we have that trust, that additional trust that we've had from these business members now who are looking at us and, you know what, we'll wait until you tell us what we need to do next. And that's really what we're doing because, you know, as Mark said, this entire program has been being built hour by hour. It continues to do that. So what we look at today, the joke now every day is, well, what we see in front of us today, you know, it could change tomorrow. It could change in the next hour.
Very true.
We're doing a lot of waiting at this point as well, but we're having those discussions with members.
Yeah, I've heard the analogy used over and over again. I'm sure you guys have heard it too. It's like it's building. Was it building an airplane while it's flying? Or now in this case, you're building the landing gear as you're landing. So it's just amazing how quickly things happen and how fluid the whole situation is too. So you really got to be on your toes, like you said, Brian. It's like you got to watch it like hour by hour, literally, to see if there's any changes. So,
yeah. Do I need to put the wheels on yet?
Exactly. It might be time. It might be time. Gosh. So what's next, guys? I mean, lessons learned here, Mark, what lessons have we learned here? And then Brian, I'll let you wrap it up with what you guys have learned in this process.
What I've always used with my team is don't let perfection get in the way of progress. Many people were waiting for all the answers, for all the full questions, but just keep moving forward. Let's just get the information and we'll get it moving forward. Yeah. We don't have the answers. We're not sure. Let's figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
If we would have waited to jump into this, till all the questions were answered, till all the systems were clarified, there would have been probably hundreds or probably half of our businesses would have never gotten the financing.
Yeah.
And the other piece that I hope the regulators lesson learned is don't create that gold rush mentality with this program. Mm-hmm. And in round one, that was probably the biggest mistake that the SBA made, was saying first come, first serve. First come, first serve. Once the money's gone, it's gone. So what happened was people didn't apply one place and go to their local institution. They applied at 10 places, mm-hmm. and it made the volumes exponential. Yeah. It made the wait exponentially worse than it actually was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like calling Ticketmaster and trying to get concert tickets to your favorite concert group. You know, it's like, sorry, sold out in 10 minutes. Try next time.
I've used that. I said, this is America's largest concert ticket sale ever, where everybody was sitting around clicking buttons.
Exactly. Brian, so what lessons have you guys learned here? And then moving forward, what are some next steps for you guys?
Yeah, lessons we've learned. I mean, obviously have good partners. We know that. We knew that up front. So I would say a lot of what we learned really was very confirming. First and foremost, one of the guys that we use here at Erie Federal Credit Union that we work on is that teamwork. We like to work together. And it's always like you have to work together and you have to have open communication. And I can't say it enough that we would not have been where we were throughout this entire SBA process without the open lines of communication. Not only internally, not only our own internal group,
yeah.
but with MBFS and also with other partners along the way. Also, you know, we made some discussion, well, the government was behind this. So of course it was wrought with potential for having glitches and errors along the way. Ultimately though, again, I think it comes back to SBA listened. They listened to the lenders that were out there. They made changes based on that, based on the comments and whatnot that they received. So again, communication is key.
Yeah.
It's even what we're doing right now today. We're communicating, letting people know what we're doing.
And yeah.
That's a good thing. So again, appreciate the opportunity for this.
Oh my gosh, you're welcome. And the story of one of your staffers watching the news and then gathering the troops and going there that night and getting 12 more loans out. I mean, I'll never forget that story now. That's such a great example of like really, really stepping up. So Well done, guys. This was such a great chat and lots of great takeaways. So I appreciate your time. And I know, again, you guys are probably up to your earlobes and things to do. So I'll let you get back to work. But I appreciate your time and sharing your story. This is wonderful.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Oh, really, you're welcome. Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, okay? And stay safe and healthy, all right?
Stay safe. Stay hopeful. Thank you.
And that too.
Thank you.